The South Dakota Crop Improvement Association is marking its 100th anniversary. Stewarding the state's seed industry to ensure high-quality seed is available to growers across the state. Crop Improvement Association Director for Seed Certification, Kyle Gustafson, explains.
We do purity exams and germination tests and seed counts and genetic purities. And basically what we're just looking for there is we're making sure that the seed is quality seed that can be sold and tagged as certified seed.
Inspectors with Crop Improvement check fields growing seed to be certified, ensuring the crop meets parameters of the original genetics for color, height, and other agronomic traits. The association also sets state industry benchmarks for both public and private seed programs. Two levels of seed verification exist in South Dakota, explains Gustafson, with PVP, or plant variety protection status, something akin to a patent on a seed line.
That variety is protected for 20 years. No one can actively grow that variety and keep it and resell it without the expressed intent of the original person who bred it.
However, farmers growing PVP lines may retain seed from these crops for regrowth in their own fields. PVP royalties from genetics developed at SDSU are funneled back to the breeder and program to support new research and variety development. The second level of verification is certified seed only, allowing farmers to raise the crop, which then must be sold, with none kept as seed for the following year. The South Dakota Wheat Commission congratulates the South Dakota Crop Improvement Association for its century of service to the industry. I'm Pam Geppert reporting.